I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Here it is late August, and that means I finished yet another year of In the Treasure Corner. 5 years of biweekly podcasts under my belt, and I'm still chugging along. The Libsyn service, the service I use to publish these shows and make them available for you, keeps stats for me on how many listens each show gets and where the listeners are and a lot of other things. For example, we have a couple of days left in August, and I've had 12,000 listens so far this month, or about 400 listens per day. For total listens since my show began, I crossed the 250,000 point earlier this year. I've had listeners from 147 different countries. I didn't even know there were that many countries on this planet, but I looked it up and found that there are actually 196. The country with the most listeners? That's easy, the USA, by a large margin. The city with the most listeners? And this was a surprise, San Antonio, Texas. Hey, the home of the Alamo. I did my Air Force basic training there. The city with the second highest number of listeners was no surprise, New York City. And now grab a pencil to copy down some show numbers, because hopefully you're going to want to listen to some of the programs I'm about to discuss, the most listened to shows of this series. Now first, let me say this list isn't exactly accurate, because it doesn't include the first couple years of the show. Libsyn changed their record-keeping methods, and their numbers don't include anything before November 2010. And by then, I had done 57 programs. That means that almost the first half of my series is not included in these stats, but you can still listen to all those shows right here at thetreasurecorner.com. So here's what we've got. The most listened to show since November 2010, with 2,635 hits, is the one about the treasure I buried in my backyard when I was a kid. It's show number 57 if you want to check it out. In second place, with 2,309 listens, is the show that compares and contrasts four metal detectors perfect for newbies. It's show number 59. In third place, with 2,091 listens, is the show about those so-called reality treasure TV programs. My show number 89, if you want to check it out. After that, here's the next set of most listened to shows. Talk Your Way to Treasure, number 51. Treasure World Park, number 60. Swing Speed and Overlap, number 76. Now to me, that one, Swing Speed and Overlap, number 76, should be right near the top. It has some absolutely vital information that every treasure hunter should understand, and if you haven't listened to it yet, please, number 76, Swing Speed and Overlap. As for the shows before November 2010, the most popular by far was What to Do When a Policeman Approaches, show number 38. In second place was what is probably my most controversial show ever, The Lowdown on Electronic Dowsing Rods, or Long Distance Locators. That's show number 55. I've had a great time doing these shows, and I've made more friends than I can count. As many of you know, I retired from teaching and running a college radio station in the summer of 2007. I spent a year writing a book about adult slow-pitch softball and the book I promote here, The Metal Detecting Manual. Now in its second edition, by the way, bigger and better. And then I began these podcasts in the summer of 2008. Sometimes I feel like I've run out of things to say about our hobby, but I always seem to come up with a topic when the show is due. My general topics have shifted from how to, where to, tips on detecting, getting better depth, researching leads and the like, to stories about the history of coins and news items and other topics that go more toward giving you a deeper appreciation of the hobby rather than helping you find more coins. But that's okay, because those topics were really covered in depth, and they're still right there for you to listen to whenever you want. Well, thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.